Welcome to Signal Noise Weekly. I'm your editor. This is the week labor got punished. A crypto exchange tried to eat Wall Street, and the Strait of Hormuz made everything weird. Let's get into it.
Made everything weird is one way to put it.
It's the most accurate framing I had. Okay, story one. UK local elections. Labor got hammered. Starmer said, "Tough, but I'm staying." Strategist, what's the framing look like?
So the interesting thing is the coverage split. Not left-right exactly, but by geography. US outlets like The Times and Bloomberg treated it as a Starmer survival story. Al Jazeera led with Reform UK's gains.
Which are two completely different stories.
Completely different. One is about whether the PM holds on. The other is about a political realignment.
And those aren't the same thing at all.
Right, and here's what's funny. Gilt yields eased after Starmer said he wasn't resigning. The bond market was more nervous about instability than about Labour losing seats.
Wait, say that again. Yields eased on I'm not quitting?
Yes. Markets saw a leadership vacuum as the bigger risk. Stable bad news beats uncertain maybe good news every time.
That actually tracks with the Bloomberg framing. They weren't covering the election results so much as they were covering continuity risk.
Which is a completely different story than Labour loses councils.
It's a completely different story.
And no right-leaning outlets in the dataset covered it at all, which is its own kind of blind spot. The American right doesn't seem to care about Reform UK, despite Farage being very cozy with that whole ecosystem.
That's actually wild. Farage is practically a MAGA celebrity and Fox didn't touch it?
Not in our dataset, no.
I mean, honestly, I think US right-wing media is deep in Iran coverage right now. Everything else is getting squeezed out.
We'll get to Iran, but Forecaster, the Shapiro prediction market, what happened there?
Okay, so will Josh Shapiro win the 2028 Democratic nomination swung 45% in a single week. Currently at 5.1% probability. That's a massive move for a number that low.
45% swing on a 5% probability is a lot of volatility for very little signal?
That's the point, though. It means something moved. Probably negative. Someone knows something, or thinks they do.
Or it's thin liquidity and one whale moved the market.
Also possible. Also always possible.
The eternal caveat.
Okay. Story two. And this one is legitimately underreported. Gas prices surging while oil companies post profits and nobody is drilling more. Strategist, you had something on the framing here.
So NPR and Axios both covered this, but from very different angles. NPR found that producers aren't planning to increase drilling despite elevated prices. Axios was focused on the consumer timeline. Even if Iran peace happens, you're waiting months at the pump.
And the right completely missed this story.
Which is the blind spot designation for this one, yes. Right-leaning outlets weren't touching the oil companies making money while consumers pay more frame.
I mean, you can probably guess why.
Totally predictable. That frame is uncomfortable if you're pro-industry. The left ran with it. The right didn't.
But here's where I'd push back slightly on the bias read. Axios framed it as a consumer pain timeline story, not a corporate villain story. That's a more neutral take. The framing gap is real, but it's not purely ideological.
Fair point. The NYT did it as a podcast?
Yeah. Podcast format, which means it's going to hit a totally different audience than a news article. Intentional reach strategy, probably.
Or their text traffic is down and audio is up. Could be pure distribution logic.
You're going to data explain every editorial decision this episode, aren't you?
That's literally my job.
Fair. Okay. Biggest blind spot of the week, and this one matters. Russia-Ukraine ceasefire around Victory Day. Ukraine expanding oil strikes. Right-leaning outlets basically absent. Strategist, how does that happen?
So the Iran war is consuming enormous bandwidth on the right. And Victory Day is a Russian framing. It's harder to narrativize for a pro-Ukraine audience if you're also trying to stay in the MAGA lane on Russia.
It's genuinely a hard story to frame if you've spent 2 years avoiding a clear position on Russia-Ukraine.
Right. So you just don't cover it. Silence is also an editorial choice.
Silence is always an editorial choice.
And Ukraine expanding oil strikes during a so-called ceasefire is a genuinely significant military development. That's not a soft news story.
It's not. And it's gone. What else went missing? Forecaster, you flagged the Musk-Altman legal fight.
Musk versus Altman, legal battle over AI's future, right-leaning blind spot. Which is strange because you'd think the Musk angle would get wall-to-wall coverage on the right.
Musk is complicated now. He's simultaneously a Doge figure and someone suing the most prominent AI company. Hard to be cheerleader and critic at the same time.
So the right doesn't know what to do with that story.
Essentially, yes.
I mean, I think you might be overreading the ideological paralysis. Could just be the Iran news cycle crowding everything out.
You always say that.
Because it's usually true.
Okay, what the money thinks. Forecaster, take it away. This is your segment.
All right, Champions League first because it's wild. Bayern Munich probability to win the UCL swung 18.5% this week. They're at 13%. Harry Kane top scorer swung 18%, sitting at 23. Mbappe top scorer swung almost 20% at 76%.
The markets are watching football harder than the news.
Sportsbooks are the most liquid prediction markets that exist. The money is always there first.
A 13% swing on a tournament winner this late in the competition is... that's not nothing.
It means someone either got eliminated or had a significant result. The market is repricing in real time.
And on the actual news side, no significant market media divergences this week?
Correct. Which is actually its own signal. The Iran war narrative is so dominant that the markets and the media are basically aligned. Everyone's watching the same thing.
Or the uncertainty is so high that the markets can't get ahead of the coverage.
That's possible. The Hormuz situation specifically, you've got a declared truce and active fire exchanges. Both things are simultaneously true. That's genuinely hard to price.
Okay, rapid fire. Three stories. Fast. Spirit Airlines shutdown. Go.
Stranded passengers. Failed Frontier merger. Bankruptcy couldn't save it. The turnaround strategy was dead on arrival.
Ultra-low-cost model broke under fuel price pressure. The Iran war probably accelerated the end by 6 months.
Burry exits GameStop. Forecaster.
He didn't sell during the meme frenzy, he didn't sell during the slow bleed. He sold when GameStop announced it wants to buy eBay for $56 billion.
Which is a choice.
It's a wild choice. GameStop, the video game retailer, acquiring an e-commerce company whose relevance everyone's been debating for years. Burry said, I'm out.
Honestly, respect the discipline. DARPA's flying wing, Shepard. Hybrid electric, acoustic stealth. Strategist?
It's designed to avoid detection by sound, not just radar. That's a completely different threat model than anything we've publicly seen.
Northrop Grumman built it, scaled composites. This is serious hardware, not a prototype toy.
And coverage was mostly wire services. No deep analysis yet.
Give it 2 weeks. Once someone connects it to Iran, it'll be everywhere.
The Iran war explains all media gravity at this point. Okay, bullish acquiring Equiniti, $4.25 billion. Crypto exchange buys a transfer agent. Forecaster, what is the money thing?
This is the most structurally interesting deal of the week. Equiniti sits at the core of public equity markets, shareholder registers, dividend payments, corporate actions. Bullish just bought a regulated entity embedded in traditional securities infrastructure.
CoinDesk called it a bridge play. Crypto reaching into the boring, essential plumbing of conventional markets.
It's not boring if you control the plumbing.
Never is. Okay, Rubio, Pope Leo, Vatican, rapid version.
First American Pope criticized the Iran war. Trump pushed back hard. Rubio flew to Rome to patch it up.
The Guardian said U.S.-Vatican relations are strained, which is an understatement given the endangering language.
An American Pope criticizing an American war. That's not a normal diplomatic situation.
The framing across outlets was fascinating. European press treated it as Trump versus the Pope. U.S. right press was quieter.
Shocker.
And the Secret Service shooting near the Washington Monument? Quick take.
Man fires on the Mall, Secret Service returns fire, bystander also hit, White House lockdown, Vance motorcade was nearby. Big story for about 12 hours.
Got crowded out by the Iran news cycle by Tuesday morning.
A shooting at the Washington Monument getting crowded out in 48 hours is wild.
That's what a war does to the news cycle.
All right, what to watch next week? One thing each. Strategist, go.
UK Labour internal dynamics. Starmer said he's staying, but the reform gains are a structural story, not a blip. Watch whether the media starts treating it as a realignment.
Good one. Forecaster?
Hormuz, is the ceasefire real? Are both sides still shooting? And critically, does oil pricing reflect a durable truce, or are we one incident away from another spike? Watch the futures curve.
Watch the futures curve, not the press releases.
Never the press releases.
Mine is simpler. Watch the bullish Equiniti deal get regulatory scrutiny. A crypto exchange owning transfer agent infrastructure is going to make some regulators very nervous, very fast.
That's a good call. The UK FCA is going to have opinions.
The FCA always has opinions. The question is whether those opinions come with teeth this time.
As always. Okay, that's the week. Labor took a beating. The Hormuz ceasefire is firing. Burry walked away from GameStop with his dignity intact. And the right missed three significant stories while everyone watched Iran. If you want to read the full source breakdown, it's at s2n.news. We'll be back next week. Stay sharp.